Previously on Algoa FM.
If you are just joining us, you'll have missed out on the fact that I have mentioned that we're going to be speaking a little bit about getting surfs up down in Jeffreys Bay at the Corona Zero Open J Bay. So much so that it starts on the 11th of July. And we're going to be chatting today to wild card entry Matt McGillivray. Matt joins us on the line. Matt, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing good, thank you. I'm up in Belito at a Challenger Series event at the moment. So it's really warm up here, but I'm looking forward to getting back to Jeffreys Bay next week.
You are a local at Jeffreys Bay, almost born and bred, if I do go as far as saying. And what does it mean for you to be able to compete at your home break at the Corona Zero Open J Bay? And how does it feel to receive the wild card for this year's competition?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream come true. It's a contest I've watched growing up. I grew up in Port Elizabeth and then moved to Jeffreys Bay like over 10 years ago. And every year I was there at the J Bay Open on the beach getting autographs. Like, yeah, it's just such a cool event. And to be a part of it, to be able to surf in the competition is huge for me. Because it's a wave that I train on a lot at my home break, I feel like it's a good advantage. And I've been checking the forecast out. It looks like we're going to get some good swell coming, so I'm super excited.
Let's dial back to when you got the notification. Talk me through about finding out that you'd gotten the wild card entry. Was it something that you were hoping for as well, or did it come as a bit of a surprise for you?
Yes, I mean, it was something I was working towards. I was on the championship tour. This first half of the year, I was surfing on the championship tour. And then I just missed the cutoff to stay on the tour and be in, like, there were a few events, Jay, that included that I was going to miss. But I had the opportunity, if I was the top South African on the Challenger Series rankings, I was going to get awarded a wild card. And I was told this. And we had this Challenger Series event in Newcastle in Australia a few weeks ago. And so it was my goal there was to place well in that event, because I knew if I placed well there, I'd still get a chance to surf in J-Bay. And so I was so happy when that went well and then I got the wild card. And it was only confirmed like last week. And yeah, I'm just so happy that it worked out.
Talking to Matt McGillivray, who is J Bay's local, also going to be at the Corona Zero Open J Bay as a wild card entry. A lot of ups, Matt, a lot of downs, a lot of sort of emotional back and forth and tug of war. How are you handling things as far as emotional and mental stability is concerned going into the Open next week?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of pressure that I'll put on myself because I want to do well there so badly in front of my family and all my friends, and just doing my home break. I really want to do well and put on a show. But at the same time, just to be in the contest is such a dream come true. So, like, I have nothing to lose myself. But surfing in general and surfing in competitions, it is an emotional roller coaster, and it tests you a lot because, I mean, you can't predict what the ocean is going to do. So it's like, I don't know. In my like competitive career, there's been a lot of ups and downs, and like you've got to come back stronger when you get knocked down. And I think that's what's important, just to keep getting better at surfing and focusing on that.
You speak
and
about
the results take care of themselves.
You speak about not necessarily knowing what the ocean's going to do, man. And in most sports, you speak about a home ground advantage, right? And you speak about this concept of, you know, playing in my backyard or playing on a wicket that I'm aware of and that I'm used to. Does being in Jeffreys Bay then have its sort of home ground advantage then in those inverted commas? Does the experience of the space work out better for you?
Yes, I definitely think it will. It gives a slight advantage, but at the same time, surfing against the world's best surfers, when everyone's put in the conditions at Jeffreys Bay, because it's such a world-class wave, one of the best right-hand point breaks in the world, everyone can surf that wave well. And, I mean, I'm just lucky, like, I have my equipment dialed, and I've spent a lot of time out there, so I'm feeling ready going into the event. But, I mean, if you put any of the world's best surfers on one of those dreamy waves, they're going to perform really well. So I have a slight advantage, but it all comes down to on that day but making the right decisions and being on the right waves.
Matt McGillivray from Jefferies Bay is going to be surfing at the Coronas Era Open J Bay as a wildcard entry. Matt, there's something that you said just before I let you go. You spoke about dreamy waves. And we know for Jefferies Bay, it's renowned as being a right-hand point break. You've surfed there for a lot of your career. What makes it so special? And perhaps maybe what is the call out, you know, that special thing for locals and also visitors to come and experience?
Well, I think it's just the quality of waves we have in Jeffreys Bay and in South Africa in general. We get so spoiled, and I see it every time I travel overseas to compete. I realize how good we have it at home. We have uncrowded waves and so many options of good surf spots if you want to drive around a bit. But we just live in such a beautiful area, and I mean, you go down there in the mornings and the dolphins are swimming through the waves, and it's just kind of a surfer's dream. So you definitely get spoiled living in Jeffreys Bay, and it's a place I'm lucky to call home.
Matt, you're about 9 days away from the start of the competition. We just want to wish you all of the very best. Thanks for taking the time to join us, and all the best in Balito. Safe travels back home, and we'll see you in Jeffreys Bay on the 11th.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.